Motion in the name of Assembly Member Copley.
Thank you, Chair. Well, here we are again. This motion really does what it says on the tin. We don't want the Mayor to sign the guarantee for the Garden Bridge running costs. This project has just been dogged by scandal ever since the very beginning, one thing after another. And there was some very good, of course, cross-party work on the Assembly, which looked into this in some detail. But I see the Garden Bridge as a kind of... The project is a sort of quintessentially British kind of corruption. And I don't mean that in the sense of bribery or backhanders or personal enrichment, but just a sort of cocktail party cronyism. You kind of got the sense that a group of people got together, journalists, politicians, you know, people in the media, some designers, and you might call them the establishment. I mean, that word is thrown around, I think, a little bit too much, but it certainly feels that way in this case. And they decided it would be a nice thing to have. Wouldn't it be nice? Let's put a garden on a bridge. But nice to have is not a justification, I think, for spending £40 million worth of taxpayers' money. Incidentally, can anyone see a bridge? We're told this £40 million has already been spent. Can anyone see the bridge? And I don't think this project is going to end up going ahead anyway. And that £40 million has already been wasted. So what's important now? What's important now is that we don't throw good money after bad and we don't end up spending any more money on this project. And the Mayor was very clear. He said that he would not allow any more public money to be spent on this project, which is why, in my view, it is essential that he doesn't sign the guarantee of the bridge's running costs. And I don't buy the argument that he could sign the guarantee on the basis that it would never be drawn on, because surely that completely defeats the object of signing the guarantee in the first place. If the guarantee is signed, there is always the potential that it will be drawn on. Now, the Mayor isn't responsible for any of this mess. This is a mess created by his predecessor, by the former Prime Minister, the former Chancellor. Various other people have got us into the situation. This is not a project with which he is associated. And I'm very pleased that he's commissioned Margaret Hodge to produce a review, which we should be getting shortly, I hope, into some of the financial arrangements behind the bridge. I think that's very good. But in order that he does not become associated with this project, it's essential that he doesn't sign the guarantee. So, Mr. Mayor, I'm sure he's watching us now. I'm sure he pays attention to every word that is spoken in this chamber. Mr. Mayor, please don't sign the Garden Bridge's guarantee cost. Don't associate yourself with this white elephant, and let's kill this bridge.
Okay. Do you wish to second now, Assembly Member Escheloni?
Yes.
Okay.
Just to follow on from my colleague, Assembly Member Copley, again, this is just a very short, clear motion. So essentially we are seeking support, cross-party support, to send that message loud and clear to the Mayor to say that we do not believe that any additional money should be spent on this bridge. Mr. Chair, my first contribution to this Assembly when I was elected almost a year ago in May was to directly ask the Mayor about the fact that I do not think that this project is a transport project. And I reiterate that even the Department for Transport and the National Audit Office have concluded that. So essentially, this is a vanity project. This is a project, as my colleague, Assembly Member Copley, mentioned, outlined, dreamed up by a group of people who thought it would be a good idea. But when you're contributing and adding public taxpayers' money, it is not a good idea. It is not in the interest of Londoners who are seeing their income go down, who are struggling on back of, you know, uncertainty on Brexit, but yet money's been thrown at this project. I think, again, it's clear to see that, you know, this application was granted in 2014. Here we are, how many years down the line? Now, in 2017, building work hasn't even started yet. All the funding required hasn't been achieved yet. Question marks keep coming out week in, month in, about this project. It seems like this project is unravelling before any shovels being put into the ground. There are still risks on both sides in terms of that land allocation, where the guarantee will be. And so it's essential that we have that clear commitment from the Mayor to say, we can see that this project isn't going anywhere. Let's cut our losses and say, actually, we will not sign that. Because by sending out that strong message, we can see that more and more donors are pulling away from this. And it's not about them coming cap in hand to TfL to say, we need more money. let's get that support and make sure we send that message loud to the Mayor. Thank you.
Assembly Member Pidgeon.
Thank you very much, and I very much welcome this motion before us today, and I really hope it is passed unanimously. Even passionate advocates of the Garden Bridge, I think, should be backing this motion. And it does reiterate past statements that we've made on the London Assembly, where we stated no more public money should be allocated to the bridge. For example, a motion I put forward back in February 2016, and also a motion I proposed and was seconded by the now Deputy Mayor Val Shawcross, passed by the Assembly on the 2nd of June 2015. And I think it's quite simple. The Mayor should refuse to enter into the guarantee that will force London taxpayers to pick up the estimated £3 million per annum operating and maintenance bill that the bridge will generate. And this guarantee covers everything from the garden and infrastructure maintenance through to security, cleaning and rubbish collection, as well as repairs and renewals. The only thing it doesn't cover is funding the Garden Bridge Trust itself. And the argument that the Garden Bridge Trust will easily meet its annual bill for operating and maintenance costs is far-fetched, quite frankly, especially when you look at its own fundraising record so far. And if you actually look at its own annual accounts, it actually states at the beginning, the trustees are unable to conclude that the trust is a going concern and feel it only appropriate to flag these risks in this report. It shows what a risk this would be to public money. But the Mayor claims he will not permit any further public money to be allocated to the Garden Bridge. Yet even this morning, where has the Mayor been? He will have been chairing at a TfL board meeting. And in that board meeting, in the finance report, it says deferred payments of £10 million to the Garden Bridge project, which are expected to be made later in 2017-18. So there's money there, public money, that under his watch is being allocated to this wretched project. And the Mayor at the last Mayor's question time, in answer to my question, said he would not even wait until the Margaret Hodge review before signing off and agreeing to the permanent GLA guarantee of this bridge. And, you know, so the Mayor's claim that he can provide a guarantee and ensure that no more taxpayers' money is allocated does not add up, and TfL's board paper this morning shows it is not adding up. You know, such conflicting claims can only be met if by chance the Garden Bridge Trust had successfully raised everything it needed for capital costs, but also had a very large endowment fund, which through interest and financial returns would generate the £3 million a year that's needed. You need a fund of, I think, around £60 million to do that. But we know, looking at the accounts, they're nowhere near being in that secure financial position. So the Garden Bridge is at risk. When the Trust, as we say, finally published its accounts, it stated that very, very clearly indeed and showed it is not viable in the long term. Their planning permission runs out at the end of this year. And so given the delays, they may well need to go back and seek a new permission, perhaps one without a GLA guarantee. But the Mayor must do the right thing. He must not tie the hands of future mayors and future generations in London with this huge burden. I hope all members will support this motion today.
Assembly Member Bacon.
Thank you, Chairman. Well, this is a very divisive scheme. It always has been. My group is not being whipped on this as well, I can make clear. Well, an attempt to whip my group would effectively be mean whipping myself, and I'm not really, I'm not into that, not even at weekends. I think it's fair to say some people love the Garden Bridge. Excuse me. Some people love the Garden Bridge, some people hate it. Some, as we have heard, have genuine and legitimate concerns about using public money to fund it, and I think that those concerns need to be acknowledged and respected. The Mayor himself has flip-flopped all over the place on this over the last sort of year or so, both as a candidate and as the Mayor of London. Now, the thing, I'm not going to support the motion, and I'll explain why, because the planning permission that has been granted for this is contingent on a planning condition, which is that there has to be a guarantee around the operations and maintenance costs of the bridge. Now, if the Mayor were to follow this motion, if it gets passed, as I confidently expect it will be, then it gives the Mayor a get-out-of-jail-free card. He can say, well, I'm not going to underwrite this. And if he does, then the bridge will not be built. Now, if the Mayor wants to kill the project, the Mayor should have the courage of his convictions to stand up and say, I'm vetoing this project. And I think if he were to do that, that's one thing. if you were to hide behind something like this by saying I'm not going to put any more public money into it going forward, knowing full well that the bridge won't get built otherwise, then I think that's a bit of a smokescreen, and I don't think you should be allowed to get away with that. So on that basis, I can't support the motion as currently drafted, and I'll be voting against it. Thank you, Chairman.
Assembly Member Russell.
Thank you. Our group is very happy to support this motion. It seems the Garden Bridge project was dreamed up, and Assembly Member Copley sort of described it very brilliantly just now. I was thinking of it more as a sort of whimsical and extravagant idea, ignoring the fact that there is no transport case for an extra bridge in that location. There's no need to encourage extra visitors into the very centre of London, so there's no tourism case. And there is certainly no horticultural case for what is effectively two giant flower pots in the middle of the river. The case for the Garden Bridge just doesn't add up. Now, there are some far, far better bridge projects on offer that the mayor could be supporting. There's and they're all ready to build. There's the Sustrans walking and cycling bridge in East London, and there's the Diamond Jubilee Bridge, which is a pedestrian and cycling bridge which would provide a key new accessible link between Battersea and Fulham. Now, the latter is as far removed from the Garden Bridge as it could possibly be. The design has been produced for free. Wandsworth have offered to adopt it and maintain it. The bridge is fully publicly accessible. Landing in public space on each side of the river, it would never be closed for public for private events. And in terms of cost, the Garden Bridge at 185 million, apparently, whereas the Diamond Jubilee Bridge is under 30 million. And it's already started on site at no public cost, and it could have been completed by now and open if just a fraction of the public funding that has already been given to the Garden Bridge had been granted to it. So I think it would be quite extraordinary for the Mayor to throw any more public money at the Garden Bridge project, and it is absolutely right that he refuses to back the project with a guarantee of public funding to cover any of those future running costs.
Thank you. Assembly Member Curtin.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I'm very happy on behalf of UKIP to support this motion. There are many, many things wrong with the Garden Bridge as it was conceived, not least that some of the trees which exist and have existed and been growing for decades in the south side of the proposed site of the Garden Bridge will have to be chopped down in order to create access to the Garden Bridge. And it will also destroy some of the most fantastic views in the world along the south side of the embankment to St Paul's Cathedral. For those kind of aesthetic reasons, it's a very, very bad project. It's also astounding that £37 million plus of public money have been spent without a brick being laid. I mean, everyone should question this. I think there should be a public inquiry into this huge and profligate waste of money. And not just that, the maintenance of the bridge will cost £2 to £4 million, according to who you listen to, every year for as long as it exists. And no one's really got any answer as to where that money is coming from. And my fear is that over a very long period of time, TfL or some other public body will have to end up using taxpayers' money to support the maintenance of the bridge. It's a waste of money. It's a white elephant. It should never have been proposed. We should never have spent that much money on it. And I do welcome this motion to say that we should not throw good money after bad. Thank you.
Assembly Member Prince.
Thank you, Chairman. I wasn't going to speak on this, actually. I do have quite strong views on the bridge. I don't share the views the same as my leader on this particular one. But I thought Assembly Member Ashalami made a very compelling speech, actually. As opposed to Assembly Member Copley, who chose to go around slagging off the Conservative Party and omitting the faults that lie with the Mayor on this. And I just think it's unfortunate when we stand up and we ask for cross-party support that other members use that as a platform to lay the blame. Clearly, we have a situation here, most unfortunate. Public money has been wasted. I have to accept that. But the last thing we need right here is another bridge. I really don't think we do. We desperately need bridges in East London. I'd settle for a foot and cycle one to start with, but we actually need much more than that, although I'm sure my colleagues to my left wouldn't agree with that.
Right.
Politically speaking. having said that, you know, I think we've done our dough, as we say in East London. Let's move on. Let's put a line under it. And I think the next thing we need to do is look at areas where we need bridges, not some folly, really. Thank you.
Assembly Member Boff.
I'm very taken with innovation, of course, but I just wonder why the Garden Bridge is the one we've chosen, the Mayor has chosen to support. I like the previous Mayor's alternative of this alternative to the Emirates skyline of having a slingshot over the Thames. That was a great project. I was rather drawn by the project that was featured in an episode of Simpsons, a marvellous monorail. That's, you know, a marvellous monorail would be super over the Thames. I think that would be attractive. And actually, if we're talking about possibilities, can I throw back into the mix one of my early policies, proposed policies in my manifesto and on my website, as opposed to what the Mayor does now. My proposed policies back in 2000, I think, it must have been 2004, which was to actually close City Hall and purchase a massive mayoral barge that would proceed up and down the riparian boroughs, visiting each one and spreading the message of a united London. You see, I think all those ideas are much better than a garden bridge. However, I must give Garden Bridge a credit. I mean, it is a marvellous vision. It would create superb vistas for London, and it is truly a wonderful project unless you want to use it, live near it, or pay for it. Otherwise, it's fantastic. And let's be absolutely clear, we're not even talking about a garden bridge here. What we're talking about is a garden pier. And they want us, the taxpayers of London, to turn that pier into a bridge. Well, I would say the same as I would say to absolutely anybody: when they want money for taxpayers' money for their pet project, it's a very simple phrase. It's no.
Right. Any more on this? All right. Would you like to sum up, Assembly Member Copley?
Just to extend my profound apologies to Assembly Member Prince and say I look forward to him not making any party political statements ever in the chamber. I'm sure we would never hear such words cross his lips, but I do extend my apologies for being so mean about the previous mayor and the former Prime Minister. But you might say that perhaps we should be apportioning responsibility for this, and perhaps that they share a good amount of the blame for what has happened. But anyway, I won't say any more than that. I'm quite taken with Assembly Member Boff's idea of a garden pier. I think that's quite interesting, but I hope to get at least near unanimity on this one.
Those in favour of the motion, please show.
10, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16.
Those against, please show.
One.
Okay. Thank you very much. Motion is carried. Nearly unanimous.
Nearly.
Nearly.